that when I was a kid?
Like on a neighborhood street, like out here, what do you call the kind of parking, the way my car is parked, you'd say it's?
Street parking or curb parking.
What do you call the outlets for fire hoses?
Hydrant.
Now the kind of parking that is done at a shopping center, do you know what you call that?
Angle parking.
If you were to park in something downtown that had several levels, you'd call that a
deck, parking deck.
If you were talking about like the tallest buildings in town, what would you refer to them as? Not the names of them specifically, but what type of buildings would you say they were?
Well, I wouldn't call them skyscrapers, but...
Yeah, like First National Bank, it isn't quite a skyscraper, I guess.
Well, they're just mostly new.
Do you ever call anything high-rise? Or does high-rise have to be someplace where people live?
Well, if somebody said high-rise, I would think of it at least as a combination of apartments and businesses, which we don't have. But the last 2 or 3 years, I might call it a high-rise. But mostly, I think of apartments as high-rise. We just call it a tall building or the big building.
Yeah.
Or one of the big buildings downtown.
What do you call the kind of passageways that are between buildings downtown?
You mean within the building?
No. That might make that very clear. Like, there'll be like the row of buildings, the backs of buildings, and then there'll be...
You mean like an alley?
Yeah. And a place where, like where there's been a house, and it's torn down and there's nothing on it anymore, you call it a
vacant lot.
Mm-hmm. Where would you get a drink of water in a public building?
A fountain. Drinking fountain.
What do you call the small cars with two bucket seats in them?
Well, if they weren't a Volkswagen, I'd call them a sports car.
Sports car. Yeah. not. Right, yeah, because this is talking something like a sports car or something. Not
anything small.
Not brand new.
Anything small, I'd call a sports car.
Do you remember what they would call those old models from the 30s and 40s that sometimes had outside seats in the back where the seat would...
Yeah, a rumble seat, a jump seat.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the kind of car they'd call that?
Oh, they call them a coupe.
A coupe, yeah.
Yeah, some people call them a coupe.
Yeah.
A roadster.
A roadster.
Yeah.
What do you call a car that's got two doors?
A two-door car.
Okay, how about with four doors?
Nothing but two doors and four doors. Some call them a sedan.
Yeah, yeah.
A four-door was a sedan. But you know, it wasn't a clear term.
Mm-hmm.
A sedan referred, I think, to a car that generally had four doors and a back seat, you know, and could seat more people, as opposed to a coupe. But then you got to where you had two-door sedans, and that kind of threw the whole nomenclature off. So.
Right. Do you know any names funny names, I guess, for large and pretentious type sedans?
Oh, a hearse. A wagon, chariot.
The kind of small trucks that if you had ordered something from a department store, they might send it out in. Call that a
van. What do they call it? Just call them sedan deliveries, is what they used to call them. Sedan delivery truck or delivery van.
And how about the kind of truck that a farmer would probably drive to?
A pickup.